Check. Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Let's pray. Dear God, thank you. This morning we come before you, and we want to pray. God, we want to spend the first fruits of our morning with you, God, and just pray and come before you, hear your word, and we just thank you for this time. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, we all know this passage, or we've heard it many times. It's what is commonly known as the Great Commission. Yeah, the Great Commission. Jesus, before he goes up into heaven, the last thing he tells his disciples is, hey, go and make disciples of all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I commanded you. And it tells us, you know, that he wants us to make disciples, right? Not just simple Christians, like people that will be saved and eventually enter into heaven, but he wants us to make disciples. And in the book of John, Jesus makes clear, you know, how do you become a disciple? If you abide in my word, you know, and if you obey and observe my words, my commands, then you are truly a disciple of mine. He says it in John chapter 8, verse 31. So that's what Jesus wanted the disciples to do, and that's what the disciples did, right? They went out and they started preaching the gospel, and they made disciples, other people who will also listen to Jesus' command and go out and reach out to the nations. So ultimately, it doesn't end with the 12 or the 11 disciples. It continues down to us as well, this Great Commission. And this past week, there was an event going on. Pastor Sam Kim's talked about it. It was called Call to All. Call to All. And I've been, I'm going to turn the AC on, it's really hot. I've had the chance, the opportunity to go this whole week, Monday through Thursday. And what Call to All was, it was just a global gathering. So people from all over the world came to Hong Kong to really talk about the Great Commission and talk about different methods of how they can cooperate and work with each other to accomplish the Great Commission, because this is what's on God's heart, right? God really wants us to go out there and reach out and evangelize and bring the gospel and make disciples of all the nations. So it was really fantastic. It was about 3,000-4,000 people that were gathered at Asia World Expo. And so I just wanted to briefly kind of tell you the stuff I learned, the stuff I went through. The first day, what they did was this guy came up and he talked about how he mapped out the whole world into about 4,000 zones. And he said, we need to be entering into every single zone. We need Christian workers in every single zone that can bring the gospel and reach out to the lost. Because before this time, they used to just talk about nations. You know, you need to go to India, or you need to go to this unreached country or whatever. But what they realized was lots of missionaries are going to India and doing work, but they're all going to the similar areas, and there was a whole bunch of India that still was unreached. No one was going there, but the gospel wasn't being preached. So he divided them, instead of countries, divided them into zones called Omega Zones. Somebody talks to you about Omega Zones, you kind of know what it is. It's these zones, 4,000 Omega Zones around the world that he's saying you need to go into every single zone. And what they had was they had this giant map of the world at the back of the room, the conference room. And all 3,500 of us gathered around the map. And as a prophetic act, because in the book of Joshua, you know, God tells Joshua, hey, whatever land your feet tread upon, I will give you that land. So it was a prophetic act of all of us going on to the land that God was going to give to us as our inheritance, as we go and take the gospel, as we pray for them. So all of us walked around the map together for a little bit, just praying in tongues and praying that God would give us this land. So all of us, it was packed. You couldn't even really move, but we're all just kind of like just doing little walk shuffles around the world and praying. And I mean, I really felt the Holy Spirit there. You know, God was really there moving amongst us. And after that, we also had a time where all the non-Chinese speakers gathered at one side of the map, and all the Chinese speakers gathered on this side of the map. And while the non-Chinese were praising the Lord and shouting, the Chinese kind of walked across the map, again, as a prophetic act, because there's a passage in the Bible that says, you know, you will walk the breadth and length of the land, and God will give it to you. So they walked this way, and then they started praising and worshiping, and all the non-Chinese speakers walked across this way, worshiping and praising. And then what we did was, you know, the Jericho wall, wall of Jericho, people walked around it seven times and the walls came down. So everybody gathered around the map and they started walking around the map. And it was silent when we were walking around. And after we're done walking around it, we started just shouting and yelling and praising God. And I thought it was fantastic. You know, it's a prophetic act that God give us this land and break down the wall so that we can go and preach the gospel. And I was really into it, and I was screaming so much that I lost my voice completely on Monday. And Grace Chuang has been faithfully praying and prophesying over me that you're going to be healed, because I have to lead worship tonight at the Relationship Conference. And I think it's much better now, so thank you, Grace. But so that was Monday, right? And then the other, I mean, I'll briefly go through. They talked about evangelism, different methods of evangelizing. And they had a video of these guys called Team Extreme. And they do crazy things, you know, skateboarding and rollerblading. So they set up skate ramps and they'll do all these crazy tricks. And they gather all the young people, non-Christians, and then share the gospel. And they had, on the video, they had one guy who had a wooden baseball bat. And he, like, broke it in half, and he made a cross out of it, basically doing the gospel message, but also showing real feats of strength. You know, they would break all like this many bricks, and this big guy would come out and break the bricks and kind of talk about how through Jesus we break the wall between people and God brings unity and stuff like that. So different ways of evangelizing, you know, videos and Christmas gatherings and all these things to try and get us to evangelize. They talked about unreached, unengaged people groups. If you read in Matthew chapter 24:14, Jesus says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, in the whole world, for a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come." Talking about his return. He's saying, "If this gospel will be preached to all the nations before I come back." So this word nations, scholars believe that it means people groups, not just countries. People groups meaning language groups. And there's still, in this world, there's 639 people groups, people with their own distinct language that are unreached or unengaged, that have more than 100,000 people. There's 2,000-something, less than 100,000 people groups. But people groups with 100,000 people or more, there's still 639 that unreached means less than 2% of the population of that group is Christian. Unengaged means no one is going there, no missionary has set foot, there's nothing, you know, no one knows much about them, no effort is being made. 639 groups still. So they talked about that, gave us information, and asked us to pray about, you know, adopting one, praying for one, and stuff like that. And they talked about oral learning. Because, you know, today's age, education, we think we need to be literate. And discipleship, we think about giving them a Bible, giving them some books to read, blah, blah, blah. But they're saying two-thirds of the world are not literate learners. They don't learn or get discipled by reading and giving them gospel tracts, you know, and talked about how we can tell stories and do visual things, and really discipleship is modeling your life, you know? So talked about oral learners. They talked about mixing prayer with missions. You know, this prayer movement globally happening, 24/7, night and day prayer houses. It's crazy. If you were there and you watched the video, like, it's amazing how many prayer houses are being opened up all over the world. And they're praying 24/7. You know, night and day people are going and praying before the Lord. And I went to a workshop that this guy from International House of Prayer was leading. And apparently his son saw Jesus Christ in a dream. And Jesus, basically what Jesus told him was, I don't know how old he was, but what Jesus told him was, you need to pray 24/7, night and day. You need to, like, really get on that, because, you know, that's what Jesus is asking him to do. Like, God is behind this thing, and prayer houses are being raised up all over the world, even in Hong Kong, and they asked us to pray and think about how can you get involved? How can you start one in your church, or can you join one? And talked about church planting, how church planting is also spreading across the world. There's a missionary that came up in India, and his vision was to plant 20 churches in 5 years, but God gave him a new vision, and he's planted like 5,000 churches in 2 years. There's something ridiculous like that. You know, but the whole thing is, church is not a place where you grow and you expand and become a bigger church and you grow your church, but they're starting small churches all over so that they can grow and minister to more people. And what I really gathered out of that was, church is not about, you know, growing your own church so that your church can become a kingdom, you know, and become, you know, really good and famous, well-known. But it's not about that. It's about growing the universal church, you know, the Christian community, and really raising believers all over the world. And then they talked about compassion ministry, how it's not just missions, but you got to bring the compassion, the love of God to the people. And I'll tell you something crazy. Apparently 20 to 30,000 children die every day. 20 to 30,000 children die every day because of no clean water. And that number is equivalent to 100 airplanes crashing in one day. And the speaker was saying, I mean, you got to check the numbers, right? But if you take what the speaker said, you know, as the truth, then he said it's equivalent to 100 airplanes dying or crashing every day. And if that happened in today's world, you know, the media would go crazy, people would go crazy, and it would make such big news. And the crazy thing is, the next day, another 100 planes crash. And the next day, another 100 planes crash. And challenging us, like, what are you going to do about this crazy thing that's happening across the world? And one guy came up and said, hi, my name is, you know, his name was Dave. He said, hi, my name is Dave. I'm created in the image of God, and I am not for sale. That's how he began his presentation, basically saying there are people, children, that are being sold into slavery still in lots of, you know, parts of the world, and what can you do about it, and how every single one of these people that get abused, they are made in the image of God, and how that defiles the image of God, and how can you mix compassion and mission. And and at the end of the conference, they asked us to commit to doing something about it, you know, like, I'm going to commit to starting up prayer houses. I'm going to commit to evangelizing to a certain number of people. I'm going to commit to, you know, learning about oral teaching and being trained. And I'm going to commit to a few unreached people groups to pray for them and to reach out to them. I'm going to commit to planting however many churches that God puts on my heart. I'm going to commit to doing something about compassion ministry. And this is, I mean, so people committed, I mean, emotions were high. They were running hot, you know, they were excited about stuff. So people committed, but apparently last night, I couldn't stay here last night, but 3/4 of the commitment forms were processed, and they were announcing the numbers. Grace Chung texted me. They said 6 million people were going to be evangelized in the next 3 years, and 1.7 billion people. I mean, so we committed. We said, we're going to preach the gospel to 5,000 people, however many people, 100 people, by 3 years. 1.7 billion by 2020, and 28,000 houses of prayer by 2020, 1,800 people groups committed for the next 3 years, and over 37,000 groups by 2020. There's only 639 unreached people groups, so people have committed way more, 37,000 groups. But, you know, I mean, those are just commitments. Who knows if they'll keep them or not. But God was really moving in that place. You know, God was really moving, challenging people. So what I wanted to challenge us was, you know, we as Christians, every single one of us, we've been called to take part in the Great Commission and in God fulfilling the Great Commission. And I mean, this 15-minute message doesn't do justice to what was talked about at Call to All. But, you know, you guys can take the step to find out about what you can do. You know, there must be more to life, right, than just making enough money, getting married, having a nice family. There must be more to our purpose and our calling than just living a comfortable life. So maybe let's just ask the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us. And I said we could this morning we could pray for our missionaries that we support. And I really ask the Lord to give us the nations. So we're going to sing a song. Did you manage to type that up? Okay. You will give us a heart for the nations, God, a heart to bring the good news to the nations and to, you know, the people around us, God, that don't know you, Lord Jesus. Let's sing this song, Ask of Me. Ask of Me, and I will give the nations as an inheritance for you. As an inheritance for you, my children, ask of me. And I will give the nations as an inheritance for you, ask of me. Next one's Here Am I. Here am I. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you, as an ambassador for you, my Father, here am I. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you, here am I. Ask of me, ask of me, and I will give the nations inheritance for you, as an inheritance for you, my children, ask of me. And I will give the nations as an inheritance for you, ask of me. Here am I.
to the nation as an ambassador for you, as an ambassador for you, my Father. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you, here am I.
So let's pray for the missionaries that we support. Let's pray for Mr. Song, Pastor Sam's father, who's in Uzbekistan. Let's ask him, let's ask God to strengthen him, encourage him, to give him wisdom for effective ministry. Let's pray for the Chong family, discipling the believers in China. Let's pray for God's favor, God's protection, especially over the family, over the children, that God would really guide them, direct them, and love them. Pray for Pastor Sam Kim's contact in China. They do orphanage ministry and North Korean refugees ministries. Let's pray for that. You pray for my parents as well, discipling a people group in China, and also ministers here in Hong Kong. We can pray for Godwin and Rebecca doing Nepalese people ministry here, and other YWAM stuff that goes on, all the DTS and the feet teams that go out. We pray for Pastor O doing ministry in Cambodia, and anything else that, Zheng Sheng College, yeah, and all the mission trips that's coming up. There's a China trip in July, and Cambodia in August, and Uzbekistan in August. So just ask the Lord for these nations. Ask that God would really move and bring people out of deception and bring them to salvation in Jesus Christ. Let's just pray for them. God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for what you are doing around the world, God, around the churches, God. And we thank you that you're gathering people together to work together to fulfill the Great Commission, God, and to bring the gospel to all the world as you have commanded us to do, as you have commissioned us to do, God. I pray that you would place your favor and your strength, God, your hand, protection, God, that your eyes will be upon all of these missionaries, God, pastors and leaders, God, that were at the gathering, God, that were challenged by you and gain new insight. I pray that you will help them to implement them and just give them wisdom, Lord, to know what to do with this new knowledge. Pray for us as a church, God, that we would take the Great Commission seriously, and that you will speak to us, God, that we will seek your face for your guidance and for your direction, for your wisdom on what we can do, God, that we won't be passive, Father, when it comes to this. God, stir our hearts, God, and we lift up the missionaries that we support. We ask you for your love, for your favor, for your protection, encouragement, and comfort, Father. We also lift up Pastor Sam Kim, who is sick this morning from food poisoning. We rebuke that food poisoning in Jesus' name. We ask you for full healing to come upon him right now, God. We thank you for the healing that is in you. We lift up Relationship Seminar this weekend. We ask you for Dean Sherman to really just be strengthened by you and anointed by you, and that he would download from you, God, what to say and what to share with us. And we ask you for your presence, God, for your wisdom. You will be our teacher tonight and this weekend, God. And Pastor Sam, as he comes back today, and I pray for your protection over the family. And we thank you, Lord, for this morning. God, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys. God bless you guys.